Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined now by Craig Earlham, who is a senior market analyst at Oanda. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm just resting in the bathing in the afterglow of Carney getting Mr. Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England, getting reinstated.
Yeah, I think it's good news. I think some stability in the UK is going to be very welcome. I think we're headed for quite a quite a rough time over the next couple of years. I think political instability is something we've already seen plenty of in the UK, and there's probably nothing to say we won't see more of it going forward. So I think some stability at the Bank of England is going to be very welcome, at least until 2019, at which point it looks like we may have to find ourselves another governor.
Right, well, I've already sent the email off to Threadneedle Street, so we'll see what they say. But on gold,
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. On gold, I'm the right age anyway. On gold, we've got this squeeze higher that we've had, presumably on fears or hopes that Donald Trump will be the new incumbent in the White House.
Yeah, a nice Trump risk rally, it looks like we're seeing here. I'm not sure how much it has in terms of legs. We're less than a week now until the election. And one thing we will often see, Brexit aside, I guess, is that we see a lot of the moves in the lead up to something. But once the uncertainty is removed from the election itself, then I'd expect markets to stabilise a little bit. We're headed up around this $1,300 level, which I think is from a technical support, technical resistance standpoint. If we see a breakthrough there, then we could open up a new range between $1,300 and $1,350. But until we see that broken, I still think we are going to remain in this $1,250 to $1,300 range. I don't think this election is over by any stretch of the imagination. I think Trump has clearly tightened the race in the polls, or should I say, the FBI has. But I think what we're seeing currently is a very strong knee-jerk reaction to the reports. It'll be very interesting to see what the polls say from some of the swing states, which may help ease investor concern in the coming days.
Isn't it rather difficult to elect somebody who's under investigation by the FBI, even if you don't actually regard the FBI very highly?
Well, I think what's interesting with the FBI is they've announced that they're investigating Clinton, but haven't given any further details on what it relates to, apart from obviously the emails themselves. The fact that this comes a week before the election is quite staggering. You almost wonder whether the election should be taking place in a week's time when you've got one of the only two realistic candidates who are now up for investigation by the FBI. Like I say, it's just incredible, this election. And I think many people in the US are going to be looking forward to see the back of it and potentially then fearing the 4 or 5 years ahead.
I should be interested to see whether you can get any money on there being no election next week, and it's like delayed till January or something like that, which would probably be the right thing to do. But let's see, go on to the next market there. The S&P already reacting to the risk, let's say, of Mr. Trump getting elected. Is that the case, or is it just the general uncertainty?
I think it's general uncertainty. I do think there's a Trump risk aspect as well. I've mentioned the S&P and the Dow on a few occasions in previous weeks. And what's happened now is we're seeing already in the S&P, as we're seeing that 2100 level coming under significant pressure. We saw actually the Dow yesterday, that key support zone actually broken. So that may be leading the S&P. Futures again today are looking lower. So it looks as though we are going to see that 2100 level broken. There is potentially some temporary support around 2075 and again at 2025. But I think, to be honest, with the break of this 2100 level, I think we could see the coins quite a lot of pressure over the next few days. We've got a number of key risk events, none less than the US election itself. So to see the S&P trading back around to 2000 wouldn't entirely surprise me.
And a horrible topping pattern there since, July, basically, for the S&P anyway. So you can't really say, this is just a flash in the pan. I mean, it's been building or breaking down for quite some time, hasn't it?
Exactly. We broke to those record highs and it's not been able to be sustained in the slightest. And like you say, you got the descending triangle on the chart there, which we have highlighted before. We've discussed about the support zone in previous videos, and finally it has broken. And yes, it's taken a Trump catalyst to do so, but that doesn't make the break any less significant.
Okay, let's go on to our last chart, which is oil, which in a way led everything down, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that's been another key driver for the equity markets, is the fact that we have seen such a strong decline in oil prices recently. Funnily enough, it seems that the cracks are appearing in this OPEC and non-OPEC production deal. I don't think anyone saw that coming, given the history that they have of working so well together and agreeing both on the overall deal and the technical details as well, and sticking to it.
The fact that we're now,
I wouldn't do that. But it's just amazing. I think the market just once again got too carried away with the rhetoric, and they drove the market too high. And now that the cracks are starting to appear and nothing is really materialising, you've got Iraq and Iran saying, yes, we support the deal, we just don't want to take part ourselves, then suddenly doubts have to appear. And it seems that in the last few days, significant doubts have appeared. We've had key technical support as well being taken out. And I think the inventory data from API... from API last night was just another bearish point for WTI and also for Brent crude as well.
So the risk of 42.60?
41.50, 42.50 is your next zone of support as far as I'm concerned. I'm not necessarily convinced we can see a significant move below there. I think we're looking for a range of some kind. I think if we get through 46, then I think 41.50, 42.50 through 46 could become a nice little trading range. I think that is really the correct range for what is becoming a more balanced market, but a market which is still got more supply than it has got demand, and a market where an OPEC deal just doesn't look very likely.
Craig Earlham, Senior Market Analyst, and thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig. We'll be back after the break.